All right, good morning. So, as we get started, I want to make sure everyone's clear on a particular definition. We're going to be talking about residual soil nitrate. So, what I mean by that is soil samples collected post-harvest, so right after combining, to 0.9 meters in nitrate concentration. So, it's whatever nitrogen's left behind by the crop that can be lost in the future. So, first point. Overall, split applications result in more residual nitrate than at-plant applications. And so the data to support that, here we have on the x-axis nitrogen applied in a treatment minus the EONR for the particular site. So this is normalizing the data to account for differential EONR again across sites. And then the y-axis is the residual soil nitrate. When we look at the data overall, we find that split applications significantly increased residual soil nitrate compared to at plant by 20 kilos per hectare. We also, in looking at the data, were able to determine that there was some groupings of soils that started falling out. And so that's why you get the different colors here. So we had some sites that were non-responsive or minimally responsive to nitrogen. They're the yellow ones, and not surprisingly, they always have high residual nitrate. Then on the opposite end of the spectrum, we have got the pink points where we have low residual nitrate all the time. And these are sites where there was severe N loss throughout the growing season. The orange sites, if you'll note up here, if I can get the pointer going, there are some sites that had extremely high residual nitrate, and they were tile drain sites. And I want to note that there's one tile drain site that was not responsive. So one of those is yellow. So not all tile drain sites behave this way. And then the blue is anything else. We couldn't piece out any more particular subgroups. And so we did want to evaluate whether there was an influence of any of these particular groups on our overall interpretation. And we found that, as a whole, these tile drain sites did have much higher residual nitrate. But when they were removed from the data set, our main conclusion still remains. Split applications result in more residual nitrate than at-plat applications. My next point is at the EONR, some nitrogen is going to be lost, period. And application timing, soils, and weather influence when that loss is going to occur. So to look at that, we're looking at a graph of unrecovered nitrogen. Same x-axis as before. Unrecovered N is defined as the N fertilizer rate minus the fertilizer-derived N uptake minus fertilizer-derived residual soil nitrate to arrive at unrecovered N. What we found here is that at planting, we had significantly more unrecovered nitrogen than split applications, 25 kilos per hectare. We also found that the N uptake in the whole plant was not really different between these N application timings. So what it really boils down to is we're going to lose N at the economic optimum N rate. It's just a matter of when. Is it going to be in season or potentially post-season losses? And then soils and weather make a difference there. Of course, we know our coarse textured soils have more potential for early season losses, as do our more poorly drained soils with high rainfall. My third point is that split applications are not necessarily more profitable. Many folks think that they are, but our data says otherwise. When we look at all of the sites from the study, the split application did result in $48 per hectare more profitability than at plant. But when we look at individual sites, there's a very different story. So this graph is showing all the data except for the sites that had no response or minimal response. You can't calculate a return to N if you didn't need any N, right? So in looking at that, we can see that there's a lot of differences between sites. And this return to N, we did not calculate or factor in the cost of N application because that varies between grower systems and may not cost a whole lot more for a split application. But we did think about from a practical standpoint with a grower and how good they're keeping records and figuring out their own cost of production that something that would be substantial and important to them might be $25 per hectare. So we said $25 would be our threshold. And when we use that, the at-plant applications were more profitable 16 times, split applications were more profitable 18 times, and there was no difference 10 times. So clearly, you know, you can't always say that one's better than the other. The pink points, again, these are sites with high residual or minimal residual soil nitrate and excessive N loss throughout the growing season. The first three on the left here correspond with our very coarse textured soils. So there are things that we know about soil texture and drainage and weather patterns that can help us understand when we might have more profit with the split applications. And my last point I'd like to make is that if you're applying nitrogen, you want to get the right rate. And if you're more than 30 kilos per hectare over the EONR, that's just too much from an environmental standpoint. So here's the point with this. We're back to the original graph with residual soil nitrate, and I have a red line drawn there that's showing the EONR plus 30 kilos per hectare. We did a different analysis that showed if you were 10 to 30 kilos per hectare over the EONR in your application rate, your residual soil nitrate was not different than under applying N by 70 to 90 kilos per hectare. But as soon as you got over 30 kilo per hectare over EONR, so over here on the right side, we have significantly greater residual soil nitrate compared to under applications. So what we were able to summarize out of this is depending on when you apply N is going to mean when you're going to lose N. We're always going to lose some amount of N, and time of application can help us in certain cases. For example, coarse textured soils, obviously in season is going to be better. But broadly, it's not a one-size-fits-all approach, and that rate still is really important. It defines the magnitude of the losses that we might see. And this provides a threshold that we can use for other analyses. Thank you.